The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My husband, DJ Automatic, threw the car keys at me, and I was so grateful. Oh. Let me tell you all about it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony A.
I was giving him a kiss goodbye. He had to go off into the wilderness to DJ and make us money. And so I hear as I'm going back into our apartment, Dana! And I'm like, what? And I come around the corner, and I just see keys going, wah! He's like, I almost flew off with the keys. And the elevator closes. And I was like, man, I'm so glad he threw those at me because I do not have money to buy another key fob to get into this car.
So as I was reaching into my pocket and I was pulling them out and throwing them through the door, as the doors are closing, I kept thinking, don't hit the door, because if you hit the door, it's going to fall down the elevator shaft.
No.
And then I'm never going to get home.
I love the build. I love the drama. This kind of feels like a Mission Impossible movie or something.
It felt like Mission Impossible.
Anthony, it was.
It was Keys Impossible. But no, I was able to throw a strike, got him through the doors. Dana was able to get him, and it saved us. You know, because if you lose your keys at this point and you have keyless entry, it's like, for my car, it's $1,500.
The last time Otto did that, he had to overnight the keys, and that was a fiasco in itself.
That was like $100 in itself. So yeah, I saved myself money just by being overly dramatic and having a great arm on myself.
Of course, there is the monetary value of what it costs your guys' pockets. But there's also the psychological value of what it costs the rest of us, too.
Yes.
To have to endure that argument.
Could you imagine today is our anniversary, Aunt? Today is our wedding anniversary, and she would have not had a car to drive to work, and it would have been all my fault.
I would have had a car, because you would have overnighted those keys again, sir. I would have had a car. That would have been my anniversary present. How sad if that had happened. But we didn't have to do that. What happened to the old key? My grandma used to have a key. She had a key to start the car and a key to open a car. And they were just flat silver things, and they had GMC on them. And we could take these keys to make copies.
Those things are long gone, Dana. They don't make those anymore unless you have a 1970 Ford or Chevy or something.
We need that back. We would go to a local hardware store where she would pay a pretty reasonable amount of money to make a copy of those keys, and it was done. And that
By
was it.
By reasonable amount, I think you're talking like $2 to $5. It wasn't anything like big. And also, it wasn't an all-day process either.
Thank you, Anthony.
I misplaced my recent keys, and it cost me about $350 to do it, right? And then also, the guy was, one, very sassy, and then two, he's like, it'll be ready when it's ready. And it took all day.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
He basically told you, you better go sit down.
Yeah. They're aware of the power that they have. I agree with you, Dana. We need to find a way to, like, bring this back down. This is outrageous.
And Producer Jack, are you telling me right now you have an old school key?
No, it's an emergency key, because I also have a fob. Because a lot of the modern cars, they have the key like inside of them.
He has an emergency key.
Mine has that too, Jack. But if it falls out, if I lose the whole thing, it's gone. It doesn't matter.
I just want the old school key from back in the day. I swear they used to just like push it. Do you remember doing like at school, you would push stuff into like a piece of soap to make a copy of it? What happened to that? You remember that? I know you remember.
Wait, whoa.
I think that's in jail, Dan. I don't know if you do that.
What?
I never did that in jail. And by the way, it wasn't soap. It was wax. I remember now.
Okay, yeah. Dude, I've never heard of that.
No, I think I saw that.
Prison Mike over here.
I think I saw that in Blood In, Blood Out. But anyway, what's next?
Actually, I've got to say something. I brought this up last week, but it's actually today is School Bus Drivers Appreciation Day.
Oh, well, we said it twice. Who cares? Thank you, School Bus Drivers.
They deserve 2 days.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Arguably one of the biggest conversations we've ever had here. Should you brush your teeth before or after coffee?
You know I brush before.
Otto, that's the right answer.
How is that the right answer?
Yes.
Well, according to Dr. Ann Nguyen Chung, she says brushing immediately after coffee is not ideal because the acids from the coffee can temporarily soften enamel, making it more vulnerable to wear and stains. So it's counterproductive to brush after your cafecito. We're doing it right, Otto. We brushed before.
All these years, I didn't even know.
This is a big deal to me because
teeth are a huge deal to Dana.
It's a big deal. Also, breath. Haven't you ever just gotten close to somebody, and it's been me on occasion, where their breath is like dragon fire?
My brother and I, so my grandpa growing up, he loved to drink his coffee and smoke those Marlboro Reds.
Oh, no, Otto. Together?
Together.
I had a boss that did the same.
And he, and so we have this thing where we refer to it as grandpa breath.
Grandpa breath?
And anyone, anytime they're like, if I say to somebody, I say to my brother, I say, "Ooh, grandpa breath." He knows exactly what I'm talking about. So yeah, I do judge you if you have coffee breath, especially if you smoke cigarettes too.
Also, can we take a moment to forgive those men who have grandpa breath? Because back then they didn't have therapy. All they had was Marble Reds and caffeine.
That's
for
true.
So, and maybe, you know, a little whiskey.
It's kind of
to wash it all down. As soon as you said the Marble Red and the coffee, I had a boss. I worked at a jewelry store, and he was wonderful to me. Wonderful man. But man, when he would get close, he would go outside of the jewelry store to smoke and drink coffee. You come back in, oh my gosh, it was terrible. Why do you think I carry a pack of gum?
That smell stays with you all day. I don't, even after you chew gum, I'm sorry. Because the thing with my grandpa is even after he would brush his teeth or eat something else, I could still smell that coffee and cigarettes.
Well, somebody should have taught him how to floss too, Otto, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have a very important question. Can you go through your child's social media, or is that an invasion of privacy? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text me now. There is a young man. He's only 20. Matthew Lane is going to prison for hacking. It all started with Roblox, okay? And then he infiltrated school systems, 80% of school districts in North America. He put the risk of 60 million children and 10 million teachers out there. The Justice Department said this is possibly the worst case of hacking they've ever seen. He was about 19 at the time. When he did it. Here he is.
What does Roblox have to do with it?
That's how he learned.
He learned on Roblox how to hack?
That, and he met people, and there's a web of people on games that these kids play. So here is Matthew talking about it.
It's indescribable, like the adrenaline you get when doing something like that. It's way more than driving 120 miles per hour on like a back road or a highway. I really started getting into programming when I was playing Roblox, and I was involved in the game cheating community. And you see this lavish, luxurious lifestyle that these kids leading, and you're like, I want that. But I couldn't stop. I was addicted to not only drugs, I was addicted to hacking. That gave me the most natural high ever. I hope I can like convince at least one person not to go down my path, see what they're doing, like what they're interested in, but also warn them about how things can get crazy on the internet. I gotta pay my debt to society. That's the way it is. I wouldn't say everyone needs prison, but I think I need to go to prison for what I did.
So he's taking accountability for what he did. I think it's very unfortunate that instead of, and I don't want to blame his parents, right? I don't want to blame them.
He's 19.
Well, I know that, but he started when he was very young, he started. I think it's unfortunate that instead of honing those skills into something that he could make into an incredible career, he's going to prison instead.
He's not going to lose the skills when he gets out of prison, though. He's good.
But he's going to have a prison record, Otto.
Also, who knows the psychological impact that prison sentence is going to have on him from when he goes in there. It's going to be a long time.
It is, and we don't know, so we do have a call on line one. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Hey, it's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, are you okay with going through your child's social media, or do you think it's an invasion of privacy?
Oh, no, go through it. As a parent, you have that right.
I think so, too.
The only thing I was thinking is because he was already past 18, he's 19, and this happened. He's 19, 20 years old. I don't know. I don't go through my daughter's social media anymore.
Well, Otto, I'm glad you don't. But guess what? I do. You know why I do? It's not an invasion of privacy. I pay her bills. As long as I am paying your bills, when you are a grown adult, that's when you pay your rent and bills and insurance and all that. Until then, Mama is going through your stuff, and she knows it, and she's fine with it.
You also have her location as well.
Oh, I have everything.
See, I don't have anything.
You know, I don't go through it all the time, but I'm going to check every now and again because it's like, I feel like the internet is the new streets. Do you know, I used to go to parties with people that I didn't know to do things I shouldn't have been doing, and now that's happening on the internet, and it's making things so much easier because of it, especially Snapchat, honey. If you don't know what your kids are doing on Snapchat, you're missing out.
Well, it sounds like Roblox is like this deep, dark place.
Yeah, as problematic. I remember I grew up on like GTA and other graphic video games like that. Right, and they always said those games were going to be crazy. But so much stuff happens on Roblox that as a parent, I couldn't imagine how stressed you have to be because that's supposed to be a game for all children.
Yes. Honestly, I think you should probably play with your kids. I mean it. Like
I used to play with
learn.
Abe all the time. Yeah. And so I do remember playing Roblox, but I guess we weren't on the part where people were, you know, teaching each other how to hack or, you know, all the other weird stuff that
we
goes on
also,
there.
Otto did not allow her a lot of time on her phone, right? I don't know if it's because of where we work or what, where we're so knowledgeable about the Snapchats and the Musical.ly and the TikTok and all of that very early on. And so we kept her off of those things until she was older. And I've always been monitoring her and she knows it and I don't care. We do have some monitoring apps that you can place on your children's phone. Otto put together a little list if you would like it. Send me a DM at Dana Cortez on Instagram and I'll shoot it to you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
World Cup. Arguably the biggest sporting event in the world, right? Huge. FIFA's like soccer's the biggest sport, all of that. If you want some tickets right now, resellers, they want $2.3 million. What is going on?
Where are you seeing this?
CBS News. And part about it is they're getting it.
Who has $2.3 million to spend on a ticket?
None of our friends.
I mean, soccer is like it's a global sport, you know? There are people out there with this kind of money, and I'm excited because there's also going to be like a lot of like hot foreign women.
Anthony.
I'm so excited for that. I might
and those
wife.
Hot foreign women are looking for the men who have $2.3 million to buy tickets with.
Or just a fellow with citizenship.
You can't have any anchor baby.
Oh, it ain't like that anymore, Anthony. It ain't like that anymore. So, $2.3 million gets you a seat 45 rows behind the goal. The cheapest final seat for resale is under $11,000. So, you go from $800 to $11,000. What do you think is the most money you've ever spent to go somewhere or to an event? It could be a concert, sporting event, that you drop some major stuff and you're happy with the money you spent.
I spent all my student loan money in one weekend in Miami.
Whoa.
and I don't regret it one bit. It was an amazing time. I was only 21 years old. Gave me a whole different perspective of the world because I had never really spent any time in a world city like Miami. Well, I had like $3,000-$4,000 with me. And
oh my gosh.
I just spent it all. I went to all the clubs. I bought the tables. I did all that. I lived life and it gave me a taste of life that I was like, you know what? I can do this when I get older.
You know what was terrible though? I didn't get to experience that. I had to help you pay it back when we were married. I'm like, thanks.
It was multiple semesters. It wasn't just that semester, okay?
The memories of Miami are worth the interest rate.
And the loan is paid off at this point.
So I did something. It's been a while because Otto and I have not taken a vacation, probably because of what I did in a couple of years. I rented the PH in Mexico. The penthouse.
Penthouse. Oh, I didn't.
And she didn't tell me.
Oh, and Otto was so upset till he walked in there. And he was like, oh, it was so exciting. It was amazing 4 days.
I still never saw the bill. I just told her, just pay it. I don't want to see it.
So it was like the penthouse. Was it the one that has like the bedroom and then like a little living room area too or what?
Oh, it had a kitchen, a bedroom, another living room. It was crazy.
A kitchen?
Yes.
Why do you need a kitchen?
For the staff to cook for you.
Yes, oh, Anthony. Nice. It was like that. Yes, it was our anniversary. So I wanted to do, you know, something amazing.
Speaking of which, today is our anniversary as well.
I know. And we're not even in the same city. Yay.
I could tell you've been upset about that since the minute you woke up.
I'm not upset about it.
You're irritated.
No, I'm not irritated. You're working. We have to pay off the penthouse charge.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Queen of the hot girl summer, Miss Megan Thee Stallion, has called it quits with that basketball guy, Klay Thompson. And I am so hurt. She writes on her Instagram, cheating, had me around your whole family playing house, got cold feet, holding you down through all your horrible mood swings and treatment towards me during your basketball season. Now you don't know if you can be monogamous? Ooh. I need a real break after this one. Bye, y'all. This is Megan just a few months ago at her charity event for Pete and Thomas, talking to Page Six.
I have never dated somebody so kind. Like, this is my first relationship where I've ever been with somebody who's genuinely a nice person. And he makes me genuinely happy. Like, I just never dated somebody like him before. And I'm just grateful that he's here by my side and he feels the same way about me.
And that did not age well. She's like, I love him. He's grateful. He's kind. But I can't find anyone he's linked to talking to Did he actually step out on her, or did he just say, I can't be monogamous? I can't figure this out.
From what I've read, he says he can't be monogamous, and then that means he's just being honest with her, and she didn't like his honesty.
Well, who's going to like that honesty, Otto? Hey, I can't stay faithful to you. That's ridiculous.
You say you want honesty. You say you want his real feelings. You say you want everything, and then he gives it to you, but you don't like hearing what he had to say.
He did love Bomber, though, like, right? Because he had him like around like the family, cooking like for the family. If you're cooking for my mom, I think that goes a long way to be like, okay, I see a long future with you.
I'm so glad you say that, Anthony.
Didn't that happen? Like, she cooked for his parents,
Not
right?
only that, he had her and his mother courtside. Sitting together, you don't introduce your girlfriend that you don't plan on spending the rest of your life with to your mother and take her like that. And like you said, they were living together. The whole family vibes, holidays, Easter, all of that stuff. No, Otto, you're wrong. You don't go from that to, hey, I can't be monogamous.
Something obviously happened. It didn't work out. And it was, luckily, they were still new in the relationship. They're not even a year in. It happened. It was one of those ones that it took off fast and it died just as quick.
Automatic, you don't feel at all a little bit like goofy? Because I personally do. Because I was out here vouching for Klay Thompson as if he is some type of nice guy.
Me too.
I must not watch a lot of basketball, because Klay Thompson's got to be one of the most moody basketball players of all time. Anytime anybody ever hurt his ego, he goes off and he usually throws his whole entire game off.
So you agree with Megan, Otto?
Yeah, he's moody. I agree with I 100%
treats people badly.
I 100% agree with that part, but I don't think that I do agree with him being honest, him telling her what he really felt, and she didn't like what she heard.
Well, who would? Don't play with my emotions like that, then. Don't pretend that I'm wifey material. We don't know that she said cheating.
I think he cheated, bro. I don't think Megan's gonna jump out and post something on her story
if he
didn't like do something out of pocket like that. Do you think it's the curse of the WAP?
That's what I was thinking.
Because her and Cardi both got cheated on, allegedly.
By athletes.
Oh!
They both struck out with athletes.
No, they should stop dating athletes. That's the moral of the story. Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B. You know what they need to date? Accountants. That's what they need to do.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.